Hare Krishna. Today was a very special day during which we spent many hours associating with the holy name and with each other in the process. And the whole experience was made even more beautiful and sublime by being in Tarakadamba, which is filled with extraordinary sweetness and mercy from Krishna and Balaram and their friends and cows, and for us especially by Srila Rupa Goswami. One of the common themes in Rupa Goswami's prayers that Bhurijan Prabhu read to us at Tarakadamba was Vrindavan, that he is crying out to the king and queen of Vrindavan, while himself being in the forest of Vrindavan. And we thought to begin the evening session by reading Sri Vrindavan Astika by Srila Rupa Goswami, in which he glorifies the sweetness of Vrindavan. Bhurijan Prabhu and I will take turns and read one verse each. Text 1. Yes, he's in each verse, Srila Rupa Goswami prays to Vrindavan for shelter.
Maybe.
You
have to read that last verse to the Buddha's camp. The last line that's repeated, you can ask the devotees to repeat it too.
The English.
They
would die when they were
shot.
May Vrindavan, which is fragrant with a gentle breeze, that makes the lotuses in the Yamuna rock to and fro, where there are groves of kadamba trees, and there are many gopis, their hearts blossoming with happiness by hearing the music of Lord Mukunda's flute, be my shelter. So I'll put together the first and last words, and you can repeat them after me as the refrain of each of the verses. May Vrindavan
be my
shelter.
So amazing, because this is Srila Rupa Goswami's vision of Vrindavan. This is what he's seeing. The lotus is in the moon going to and fro, and the sound of the flute perhaps making the hearts of the gopis go to and fro. May that Vrindavan be my shelter. Which is fragrant. There is a second verse that describes the vision. May Vrindavan, where Lord Brahma and other Jagat Gurus desire to be born even as a blade of grass, in which, even though it is a forest, it is many thousands of times more opulent, beautiful, charming, and sweet than the spiritual cities of Vaikuntha. May Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan, where the fragrance of the eternally blossoming flower vines fills the goddess of fortune with wonder, and where the bumblebees in the trees, filled with very sweet honey, are poets who bow down and recite eloquent prayers, be my shelter. May Vrindavan be my shelter.
Each one is like a picture, a beautifully painted picture of words. May Vrindavan, which is decorated with blades of grass that bear the charming, gracefully marked footprints and playful toenail prints of the youthful divine couple of brother, who are as glorious as a monsoon cloud and lightning. May Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan be my shelter.
Who can remember something from that? That I just read. Raise your hand if you can remember. Yes. What is it?
I made a flat decoration and marked this footprint of the divine couple with a playful children.
Yes. This is the main point. That the dust of Vrindavan is marked with the footprints of Sri Radha and Krishna. When we heard, you also heard, in the very early days when Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, this some kirtaniya from Vrindavan visited Prabhupada in the Los Angeles temple. Were you there then? And she, Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana, and she gave Prabhupada a container of dust from Vrindavan. Now, all the devotees there were new devotees, and they didn't know very much. And do you remember what Prabhupada did? Do you know?
I thought he put some in his mouth.
Yes. So as the devotees watched, they were amazed. She gave Prabhupada a container of dust, and Prabhupada took some, and the devotees went. It is marked with the footprints of Radha and Krishna, the dust of Vrindavan. Srila Bhagavatam Rita glorifies the dust of Vrindavan. What three things does Srila Bhagavatam Rita say that are most potent? The dust of Vrindavan, Giriraj, Omana, and the dust of Vrindavan. May Vrindavan. Did we say that to that one? We can say it next time.
May Vrindavan, where the moving and inert creatures celebrate a festival of great happiness by seeing the glory of Srimati Radharani's beautiful pastimes, and where the deer taste the nectar of Lord Krishna's sweet flute music, be my shelter. May Vrindavan
be my shelter.
The flute song of Sri Krishna enchants the minds and hearts of all the residents of Vrindavan. And it is said that when the moving creatures hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they become stunned and they become non-moving. And when the non-moving creatures hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they become enlivened with ecstasy and they become moving creatures. So the flute causes them to reverse their natural conditions in ecstasy. It's described that when the cows hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they become stunned, they become immobile. Even if they're chewing grass, they stop chewing. The grass is still hanging in their mouth, and they drink the nectar of the sound of Krishna's flute through the cups of their ears. And the Yamuna River becomes agitated with ecstasy, and whirlpools form, and as we read in the first verse, the lotus flowers swing to and fro.
How about the calves? What do the calves do?
Start drinking milk.
Yeah.
They're drinking milk from their mother's udders, and they can't drink, and the milk dribbles out of their mouth. Because so absorbed.
May Vrindavan be our shelter.
May Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan be my shelter.
Seeing the Prince of Brother. who is more charming than a host of monsoon clouds, and where the doves, the birds, and the flowering vines become jubilant, overly happy. What is the cause of them becoming overly happy? To hear what? That Srimati Radharani proudly claims the forest as her property. Who remembers something? What do you remember? Yeah?
The birds and the birds and flowering vines all become jubilant when they hear Srimati Radharani declare that the forest of Vrindavan is her property.
The forest of Vrindavan is her property. Some people say even Krishna tried to claim that the forest of Vrindavan was his property. And a great argument ensued. Now all those of you who think that the forest of Vrindavan is the rightful property of Krishna, raise your hand. All those who think that the forest of Vrindavan is the rightful property of Srimati Radharani, don't raise your hand, but say, Jai Sri Radhe! Oh, I got it wrong. All those who think, cancel that vote. All those who think that the forest of Vrindavan is the property of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, immediately raise your hand. Okay. All those who are firmly convinced that the forest of Vrindavan is the property of Srimati Radharani. Raise your hand and say, Jai Sri Radhe. The Varshana district has voted for Srimati Radharani. But there was an argument. Do you know what happened in that argument?
Up and down, while Srimati Radharani sat up in the beautiful seat,
you could march backwards and forwards as you're comfortable to make sure that everybody in the agreement participates. So then that was how we got this position in the government of Sri Lanka.
May that Sri Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan be my shelter.
Yes. Okay, then I'll put it in a box and pour it away. So I want to be.
Just do the verses without comment.
May Vrindavan, which is splendid with the expert skill in lovers' quarrels of Srimati Radharani, the best of all virtuous heroines, and which is the witness to the gracefully dancing feet of Lord Krishna, the teacher of fine arts to the three worlds, be my shelter. May Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan, where is Govardhan Hill, which is fortunate to be the best servant of Lord Hari, and where the Rasa dance arena, which fills the beautiful gopis with wonder, and where is the splendid sweetness of many charming forest groves, be my shelter. May Vrindavan, may that Vrindavan be my shelter.
May Vrindavan be my shelter.
So now, what we would like to do, because we had a very exciting day, not only being in Teravada, we chanted so many rounds. So it was a very experiential event for all of us. So what we would like everyone to do is find two other people to start discussing their experience, but without telling how many rounds you chanted, because that is your offering to Krishna, and there's a tendency to get a little high chanted. So many, a little proud, so that Vaishnavas don't speak about their personal bhajan in that specific way. But just turn to groups of three, and just discuss for 10 minutes your experience. Go. Now.
So we thank you all for participating in this wonderful day of association with the Holy Name, with the Holy Dham, and with each other. Tomorrow will be another wonderful day in which we will celebrate the Holy Name through kirtan. We know Param Vijayati Sri Krishna. And that will begin at 9 in the morning and continue until 8 in the evening. So many hours to associate with the Holy Name and the Holy Dham and the other devotees. So we thank you very much. Today's experience would not have been what it was without you, each and every one of you. So we are very grateful to you and look forward to more tomorrow.
great afternoon.
I would like to express my gratitude to all the devotees. It was such a pleasure, personal pleasure for me to be in your association. And because you were all chanting so sincerely, because it's not easy to do that, to sit down and just chant so much in one day if you're not used to it. And the mind tends to want to jump up and down. And so that you all did so well. And it was extremely inspiring for me. I kept walking from one place to the other, and each area of the devotees were chanting so nicely. And it was so nice for me to be able to read some of the prayers of Srila Rupa Goswami. And it really speaks of the mood of approaching his worship of the Lord. And it's very touching, the whole experience of art form. And thank you very much for that. And also, I concur with what Maharaj said, is that we're looking forward to be with you all again tomorrow in Kirtan. It will be in a very special place in Varshana, the Varshana. The Santa Matadi will speak a little about where we'll be probably and tell us more about the program. But we'd like to encourage all the devotees. It's 11 hours of kirtan, and we'd like to encourage the devotees to participate, to fill their consciousness with the whole thing for as many hours as they can during that time. Yeah, as many hours as you possibly can. So thank you very much, and take rest early and get plenty of energy for tomorrow's wonderful experience of chanting the holy names, the Maha Mantra, and Sivashanam.